nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. As we do every month, at his request, and a request from him is a command, we celebrate today the mysteries of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. As we have read in the Gospel, pierced for our offenses, he has become a sacrifice for us. And we find him here in the tabernacle, in the altar, and if we can receive communion, when we receive Holy Communion, that our hearts will be united to his in this most holy, most blessed sacrament. And so, this is the first Friday of the month of August, dedicated to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, is a most important day for us. And we offer sacrifices and penance so that we may be forgiven our sins. And as one of our examples, and there are many, millions actually, we have the feast today also of Saint Cajetan. Saint Cajetan, Gaetanus in Latin, who converted from the way of life of the world and then followed Christ completely and founded a group of priests who were named by the name of the church which they were given by the Archbishop of Milan, in which city they did this, Saint Theatus. So they are known as Theatines. So Saint Cajetan founded this order to educate children, especially, as was the case in those days, poor children and the orphans, and to take care of the widows. Those things which are commended unto us in the very Gospels and the epistles of the apostles. And so he lived his life in severe penance and suffering offered up for Christ. He sought out after all the lost souls. And of course, if there were many lost souls then, there are many, many more lost souls today. And he was called the hunter of souls. And so we too need to be hunters of souls. That whenever we see a person who is ignorant of God or of the Holy Catholic faith or the mysteries of the faith, we should draw them to Christ. And this with the intercession and help of the Most Holy Virgin Mary, the Immaculate Heart. So today we pray to the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, we make reparation to him, and we make sacrifices to him for all the things that he wishes. And remember that a request from Christ is a command. In nomine Patris, Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.